You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
Philadelphia Eagles at the Carolina Panthers is the late game Sunday night, early Monday morning UK time, 12:30 a.m. on Monday this one. The Eagles 6-4 on the money line, the Panthers 10-17. The Eagles +3 on the spread, even money. The Panthers -3 with the extra juice there at 5-6. And the total points line is set at 45.5. 10-11 the under, and the over is 10-11. The Panthers 5-0 and chasing their best start in the history, up against the 3-3 Philadelphia Eagles. This is primetime late Sunday night. And Gil, we talked about the Panthers on last week's podcast. The game against Seattle had the opportunity to produce a watershed moment for the franchise, and the grit they showed to come from behind and win that game was superb. Cam Newton hit Greg Olsen late on for a touchdown, just 32 seconds left in the match. And the Panthers, for the first time, Gil, showed that they belonged in the conversation when talk turns to the top teams in the National Football League.
And they're doing it by having Cam Newton and a stout defense, because Lord knows Cam Newton doesn't have many other weapons besides Greg Olsen. I have a show called The Megapod on Thursday. I have a panel of experts who give their picks, and we go through the primetime games, and everybody gives their pick. And two out of the three guys on my show, the ones who are the staples of the show, they both loved the Eagles in this spot. So that'll be the sort of pick I give in this game, because I don't have an opinion. Mm. For me, this is probably where the spread is. But the guys on my show love the Eagles here. You know, the Panthers have played, I guess the interesting thing here is they've played 16 regular season, their last 16 regular season games extended into last season, so throughout the playoff games. So the last 16, which is a full NFL season staggered, they have won 9 games in a row now, and the 7 games prior to that, they went 0-6-1. So it's a bizarro stretch of 16 games. I mean, no one has an actual calendar NFL season like that. But that's what the Panthers are doing. And in this 9-game winning streak, that defense has allowed just 15.2 points per game, second in defensive expected points allowed over that stretch. If you're just giving up 15 points a game, you're going to win a lot of football games, and maybe all 9 of them, which the Panthers have done.
I think Luke Kuechly is key, isn't he? I feel he's the leader on this team. I know that Cam Newton steals many of the headlines, but he's the man.
He is, and this season the Panthers, you know, now with Kuechly back in the lineup, they're 5th in defensive expected points allowed per game, but the Eagles are 3rd in that category. So I think the real story of this game is, you think of the Eagles as an offensive team, maybe you think about Cam Newton a lot on the Panthers, but really it's two really stout defensive units going at each other, with the Eagles really having forced tons of turnovers this year, 16 turnovers the Phillies D has forced, second most in the league. So the Panthers have to be cognizant of that, because in that 0-6-1 stretch prior to this 9-game winning streak, the Panthers' signature loss, if you will, was against these Eagles. And that's what everybody's yeah. talking about heading into this game, is that the Eagles beat the Panthers last year 45-21, and it wasn't even that close. At one point, they led by 38 points. It was a Monday night game last week. You know how I said I don't remember Stephen McGee of the Cowboys? I don't remember this game either, Dave. I have no recollection of this. But Cam was sacked 9 times in that game. Cam committed a career-high 4 turnovers in that game, including 2 on the first 3 snaps. All of that to say, it's front of mind for the Panthers. You don't really think about games from previous years, but that one will leave a mark.
Yeah, I've not listened to the Megapod yet. I presume that the chaps that you have on the Megapod, Gil, were suggesting this is a bad spot for Carolina, given that they've come off that huge win against the Seattle Seahawks, and it's going to be maybe difficult, even though this game is prime time, for Ron Rivera to get his players performing at that peak once again.
You are sharp. That is exactly what they said. They said that the Panthers will have a bit of a letdown. And the other thing that they say simultaneously is that the Eagles have found their running game. And because they've found their running game, that allows for Sam Bradford to flourish in that offense. And the Eagles, have rushed for at least 100 yards in all three of their wins this season. They've been held under 100 rush yards in all three of their losses. That is standard for any NFL team. But the key is DeMarco Murray. Murray, 192 yards over the last 2 weeks after totaling 47 in his first three, so while also missing one, by the way, with a hamstring injury. So that, they say, will allow Sam Bradford, if they can continue doing that, to flourish. But again, it's the Panthers' defense. I don't think that's, you know, a lock for them to continue running well on the ground myself.
And one thing we've not mentioned, you just brought up Sam Bradford there. He's got a bad case of the picks at the moment. I mean, he's throwing plenty of interceptions, isn't he?
Yeah. We have words for that kind of thing. When you fumble a lot, we call it fumbleitis or the dropsies. But yes, with picks, he has a bad case of the picks. 9 this year already for Bradford. That's the second most picks in the league. He has been blitzed at the second lowest rate. We talk about Eli Manning in the previous game. Bring the house against him. That's what affects him. Well, Sam Bradford's been blitzed at the second lowest rate in football this year. Just 15.5% of his dropbacks have they blitzed opposing defenses. And he's been pressured at the lowest rate, just 14.6% of the season, and he still has 9 picks. So he has not been good in any way that you can slice it up.
We're recording this on Friday afternoon, UK time, Friday morning there, stateside, Gil. Do you see this line settling at 3, or do you think it might move to 3.5, perhaps?
I don't think it's going anywhere. It takes an awful lot of money to get it off the key number of 3, and I know it is extra juice on the Panthers right now. But if anything, I think this settles right into 3, and I think that's what it's going to be at kickoff.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.